Biz, how are you?
I'm great. Well, I've been better, but
yeah,
good
yeah.
today.
Last night, you don't see a lot of buzzer beater goals in the NHL, but there was one with 0.7 seconds by Kyle Clifford in the second period last night. That and I wasn't at the game, but I imagine it sucked a lot of the air out of the out of that arena last night. Kind of changed the whole tone, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even on the radio, I couldn't even muster up the words to describe what was going on. I was hoping, you know, since they played so well in the first two periods, that they would come out in the third and take that lead back. But they did play a solid third, but then they gave up that goal about 3 minutes in, and they're just unable to get one back by Jack Campbell.
All right, Biz, before we get back to the team, I want to share something with you. We were talking to Doner, and we told Doner how you punked us for your podcast, and he got a laugh out of that. So we asked him to dish a little bit on you, and he told a story about when you were a rookie, you rolled into him, and he was in the trainer's room, and you mentioned something about how you're always in the training room. And you remember that?
Oh, yeah. So it was I think, our second game of the season. It might have even been the first. We were in L.A., and he never gets on the trainer's table, apparently. And I didn't know that at the time. So I came in after the game, like, jokingly, and I guess he had a bad back that was lingering from training camp. And I sarcastically said, "Oh, Jesus, on the training table already." And like, everyone in the room just kind of, like, stopped what they were doing and were like, "Who the f*** is this kid?" And a couple of guys on the team, Vernon Filler and Keith Yandel, actually were talking about it. They said, "This guy's gone in a week. Like, there's no way this guy lasts longer than a week." And then, sure enough, I ended up spending 5 years there. And I'm great friends with Doner and Yans and Fitz.
Speaking with Paul Bissonnette here on Bickley and Marotta, he joins us once a week. Back to the game last night, and if the buzzer beater goal didn't suck all of the air out, that first goal in the third period, the 3 minutes in that you mentioned, and that's the play that Kemper gets hurt on. I mean, that had to do the trick. My question is, this has been an easy team to count out all season long with the injuries and everything else, and here we are with two games remaining, still talking about the possibility of playoffs. Do you believe it's possible still that this team can bounce back one more time and get in?
Yeah, they're just going to need some help. They got to worry about themselves. They got a tough game in Vegas tomorrow, and then they got to win at home against Winnipeg. But hey, they've been defying odds all season. I'm still optimistic. There's a lot of highs and lows, and let's see what Colorado's made of. They got to go out there and get it too.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you ever been harpooned, Biz?
Oh, you mean like Darcy Kemper got in the eye?
Yeah. I had never heard that hockey phrase before, and I love the phrase. I wouldn't want it to happen to me.
Yeah. I've had a few guys stick me in the now and then during my career. Probably things I deserve based on all the stuff I was dishing out at times. But in the minors, and especially the ECHL, there was a lot of dirty stuff going on because they didn't even have the camera angles to catch guys.
Paul Bissonnette, our weekly guest, joining us to talk Coyotes hockey. Two games left. Coyotes, big loss last night to the Los Angeles Kings. Have you? I haven't seen any update on Darcy Kemper. I would imagine he's not going to be able to play in these last two games. Did you get any update on the severity of the injury on that, Biz?
I don't get any updates. You guys always ask me when I come on. I don't think you guys take me seriously when I say I'm a bagel boy pigeon up in the press box and I get Heater's coffee and that's it.
I don't think you get Heater's coffee, but I do know how hockey players and hockey people get with injuries. It's like you're guarding secrets.
Yeah, true. They don't even identify a body part. It's just a region.
Yeah. It's like Morse code, man. They got everything going on down there. I don't even bother asking because I'm not the type of media person where I would tweet out the diagnosis or what happened. I'm not the guy to break the news. I'm the guy to react to the news.
Yeah. Okay, well, and that's perfectly fine, and we're absolutely cool with that. Let me ask you this, Biz. Say the team doesn't make the playoffs, and it's a long shot now. What are the real positives? What will be gained from the season, even if there isn't the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, if you will?
I would say creating a winning culture for the young guys and based on the adversity they face this year with lineup challenges because of injury and how they've been able to muster out wins and learn how to play the right way under Rick Tocchet and know how to play to win. me, that's huge. That's a huge takeaway. And you guys asked the question a few weeks ago, and it went back to, like, is, you know, is this how do you feel about the season? It sucks not to get a good draft pick because, you know, we're not making playoffs, and if we don't, of course, and you just miss out. Now you don't get a high-end draft pick, and you know, and that's the end of it. But you got to eventually teach these young guys how to win and create a culture where they don't accept losing and they know what it does take to win. And I think that most of these young guys are going to take that out of this season. And hey, that's good moving forward.
Yeah, Paul Bissonnette, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. And I was kind of wondering, too, and we saw the showdown in Denver. The Coyotes get that point against the Avalanche. But, you know, with Colorado now in the driver's seat for that second wild card spot, do you think they, with, you know, and they got a lot of offensive firepower, do you think the Avalanche are better suited to go in and maybe make some noise in the playoffs? Or do you think the Coyotes could have caused more problems with a hot goaltender like Kemper if he didn't get hurt?
Oh, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, based on the fact that they're getting their guys back healthy, I mean, Colorado has the type of top line that can carry a team. You saw that halfway through the season, the first half at least. And then they kind of burnt out based on what they've been doing in the first half. But I don't know, the way Coyotes play structure and the way they limit other teams' quality scoring chances, and, of course, how Darcy Kemper was playing, if you can ride a hot goaltender, man. I mean, Coyotes were looking in good shape. And they're kind of built like Vegas in a sense where they come at you in waves where we rely on all four lines. And, and that's the way the Coyotes are able to keep up that pace of play throughout the full 60 minutes. I mean, you saw it last night. They have 50 shots on net. They deserve to win that game, and that's all I have to say about it.
All right, so Doner was also very complimentary of Spit and Chicklet, said this podcast is just blowing up. People inside hockey know it, all that kind of stuff. So where are you taking that thing, Biz? What's next?
To the moon, man.
Now to the moon? Like, I mean, literally to the moon?
You guys know how I am. On here, I have to be a little bit more tame. But, you know, I have an aggressive sense of humor, and I don't hold back at all on the podcast. I talk about self-deprecating life experiences that are pretty wild for your average person. And then, of course, we break down hockey. We're a little player-biased, and we give fans a perspective of what players might be going through in certain situations, as opposed to being, like, regular media and just being like, oh, no excuses, you're being paid millions and blah, 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 and We just want to hear it all. We want to hear their perspective, and I think people have really enjoyed it, and it's grown organically, and I want to keep creating content and try to grow the game.
I like the way you put it. I have an aggressive sense of humor.
it's not for everyone, but the best part about it, it's a podcast. So if you don't want to listen, you don't want to be exposed to that type of humor where, you know, we may cross the line. At the end of the day, we're trying to help people enjoy, you know, maybe the part of the day where they're commuting, where they normally be bored, you know. So it's a form of entertainment. It's not for everyone, but that's the beauty of this planet. There's so much else out there. If you want to go listen to it, listen.
Yeah, it's a shame that you weren't born in a time of less political correctness, Biz.
Oh,
I tell you that much.
we complimented Jerome McGinley for like 15 minutes one episode when he got his jersey retired in Calgary. And I use the term colored because I just, you know, I didn't know that was not politically correct anymore. And I said he kind of set like the new, like he laid the foundation for like the new wave of colored hockey players. Because there was Willie O'Ree, who was the original, but like Jerome McGinley was kind of like the first black superstar.
Yeah, he was.
And after that, you saw like the Wayne Simmons, the Ward, Laurel. There's a bunch of guys. And then this one lady tried to say that, you know, I was basically racist, and I had to send her a screenshot of the fact that my mother's half black and I'm biracial. So I'm like, listen, lady, we kill off for 15 minutes. If you're going to pick one word out of that and try to peg me as a racist, you're high off your rock. Right? So that's just where we're at in today's society. It's crazy. It's honestly scandalous. You can't even reason with these people anymore. And I feel like a lot of people who listen to your guys, Jason, are ones that are still kind of a little bit old school, where they're not offended by everything.
Yeah, well, thank God for that, right?
I'm not sure about that either, Biz. You got him going, man.
Too much.
How often do you guys get called in for something you said that might have offended someone who emailed in?
People get offended very, very frequently.
I could answer that question.
Yeah. Jared offends a lot of people.
Biz, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I love you guys.
See you, see you later.
Paul Bissonnette, Coyotes radio broadcaster, team ambassador, our guest on Bickley and Marotta.